Okay, Navigators, first things first, today I have a little housekeeping to do. I was reviewing my summary post that was created by Claude 3.5 Sonnet, specifically the X post from yesterday's episode, and it struck me that I had not been following my own advice. And I had not been closely enough reviewing the content or the generated content from Claude, especially that post. It had become pretty formulaic. If you've read any of the posts, first of all, thank you. You're one of the few for now. But you probably realized a little bit of a formula that the Claude model was gravitating to. I do like the content as a whole, and I typically would rewrite little bits and pieces here and there, especially the intro to the post, but it just became so apparent to me last night, again, specifically in the closing paragraphs of each post, there would be a very formulaic wrap-up that said, if you are on top of so-and-so and stay up to date with so-and-so methods, you will survive and thrive. And then it would end usually with a little quip like, are you prepared for a future where so-and-so is happening? Whatever we covered, you know, in that episode. It became pretty obvious, and I'm disappointed in myself that I missed it, but lesson learned. And that lesson is one that we've preached many times on the show, and now we're going to work on practicing more. Definitely fell into the trap of letting the model do too much of the writing, got lazy with my prompts and my QA, and didn't catch that repetitive format quick enough. So onward to better content in the future. And that'll do it for the AI Marketing Navigator Confessional. Now, onto the fun stuff for the day, which is an awesome new AI tool that I came across in a recent Rundown.ai newsletter. It's called Strella.io. And this tool looks pretty amazing, especially for marketers, and even more especially, I think, for product marketers who are looking to very quickly gain a bunch of in-depth insights into an audience or a TAM, a total addressable market. Essentially, this is an interview and surveying tool. And I'll hop over to the website now for anybody who's watching along on video. There we go. Okay, you should be seeing the website now. And the headline here is Human Insights in Hours, Not Weeks. AI-moderated interviews and instant synthesis powering smarter and faster decisions. And we will try out a sample interview. There's a little call to action to try a sample interview, but we'll do that in a little bit at the end of the episode. But right now, we're just going to cruise through the homepage here and take a look at the main features of this tool. Hopefully, by the end of the episode, you'll be as interested in it as I am. And hopefully you'll be able to use the tool in the future for whatever type of data gathering or customer data gathering you will be doing. So it looks like the primary asset here that you'll create and manage are studies on your customers. You'll be able to whip these up in no time, according to the website here. They say create your study in minutes, and you'll provide an outline of the goal of your study, the research objectives of your interview or your survey or your focus group, whatever you may be organizing. And then you'll get an AI-generated interview guide, which will be fully editable, and you can embed any stimuli in. And I was curious what they meant by stimuli. They'll cover it a little bit later in the page here, and we'll get to that too. But you can embed stimuli in your guides. And this is an AI-generated discussion guide that will be expertly trained to mitigate bias, as they also say here. And you can make and publish edits to it at any time. And then again, you can embed and test any quote-unquote stimuli. The next part is really impressive, I think. If you've ever coordinated a study or interview or focus group, putting a Google form on Facebook or something is one thing, but conducting a professional technical interview or focus group requires many steps and obviously logistical items to be organized. They go through some of these in the next part here. And they say that you can launch without the logistics. Just press go and let us handle the recruitment, the incentives, and the scheduling for your study. So three pretty big requirements in order to get your study off the ground. And honestly, I would imagine them being the most difficult and time-consuming parts of organizing a study or survey. And they're all being handled automatically by Strella.io here. And I think this is a huge selling point for the tool in my mind. And in order to accomplish this, the tool will give you access to global recruitment panels. It can perform automated scheduling, Yeah, you can interview your own customers, and it's available 24/7 at unlimited scale. And I think with so many of these AI tools, it's the scale that really makes them so powerful and a game changer for small businesses, especially. And I also do like the design and user experience on the website here, the way that these modules are scrolling in on top of one another on the screen. If you're watching along on video, I think that's pretty cool. Okay, here we're getting into some of the AI in the tool. This next section is titled Run AI Moderated Interviews. And I imagine this is the core feature of the tool here, along with lining up the logistics of an interview. You can, of course, as they say, lead your own interview to get that firsthand customer empathy, or you can let an AI moderator perform the interviews for you. And they say here, let our AI moderator take the reins to multiply your speed and scale. So this is where I see some of the crazy power and ability to really impact the investment of time and money in organizing a survey or a focus group and be performing multiple at once at a huge scale. You can always hop in an interview once in a while yourself to stay connected with your prospects and your customers and the general flow of your interviews and your interview content in general. But again, I think that scaling power is just so huge. Some of the features of these AI moderated interviews are dynamic follow-up questions, the ability to moderate in any language. You can interview on desktop or mobile, super awesome. The participant can interview at any time, whatever screen they're on, wherever they're at. And then you have the ability to record your screen or record the screen of these interviews so you can watch them back, you can learn, you can iterate, you can improve. I'm definitely falling in love with this tool as we go through these features here. And then next up is the analysis of these interviews. And it says here you can analyze interviews in real time. Again, if you're following along on video here, you can see the header cut here. Again, if you are following along on video, you can see the little sub content here. It reads instant, customizable, and actionable project insights that tie to your research goals and update in real time. So it says, as your interviews are being conducted, your team can, quote unquote, make more informed decisions in hours, not weeks. And again, I have to imagine if you're a product marketer at a large enterprise who's doing a lot of interviews, a lot of surveys, a lot of focus groups, et cetera, this has got to be looking like your holy grail tool. That's not even something that I have done a lot of or have had the need to do at Digital Pop. And it feels like a holy grail tool to me, and I'm ready to organize all the surveys and all the focus groups that anybody might need. Anyway, so what you can do here is you can upload your previous interviews to build like a repository of your interviews. You can query the interviews and responses for instant insights. There will be an AI-generated highlight reel, which I think is really cool. So pulling out from a vast number of interviews, highlightable responses or engagements, and leaving you then with a consolidated research repository, as they say here, with their final little feature. So then it looks like they're going to take us through each of these features again, starting with the AI-moderated interviews. Here in the next section is multimedia, and this is where they start to talk about those stimuli. It says, test any stimuli for any use case. And it looks like from what I can tell here, there are 5 different stimuli types. It also says here, embed any stimuli with screen and video recording capabilities to capture participants' real-time reactions and interactions. So I also like that this is a super, as far as copy goes, research worded and scientifically worded using stimuli as the noun here for these different types of posts or different types of interview elements. I like that. So then we have a little slider here again on the website for each of these stimuli types. And they present the type of questions that you might ask when you present these stimuli in the interview. For instance, for images, which is the first stimuli type, the question here is, what stands out about this picture? For videos, the second type, it says, how does this video make you feel? The third type is a website, and it's showing us a web page here, and it's basically asking, show me how you would log into your account. So I really like that you can do like beta test users. You can beta test users on your product or your tools and have demo users fill out user experience interviews and surveys right within the tool, and you can watch them use the tool as well as the prototypes, which is the next type of stimuli here. In addition to websites, you can use a prototype to interview your prospects or your users or your market. Right here. And then the final stimuli type is ad copy. So pretty simple, but super powerful, especially at scale. Again, they just show two different ads here, and the question is, which ad is more impactful and why? Okay, so as we continue to scroll down the page, they again highlight some of the key features that we've already discussed, the analysis of interviews in real time, the ability to upload previously recorded interviews, active querying of your interview repository. You can ask any question for instant insights and actionable recommendations, as they say here. They mention, again, the instant highlight reel, which is auto-generated verbatim directly from your customers across key themes, shareable across the whole team. And again, so I really do like that highlight reel feature that mentions that, again, you can create your own question guide and, of course, your research repository where, quote unquote, you store all interviews, both AI and human moderated, for easy team access. And then they mention a few more features down here that I think are very interesting. First being the recruitment participants that they recruit from is a panel of over 3 million participants, they say here. And then streamlined incentives. You can, quote unquote, seamlessly pay incentives directly from the platform. So I would imagine these are like coupons or cash offers that you can offer in exchange for taking your survey. And you can do it right here on the platform seamlessly, as they say. You can have unlimited users in the platform, which I think is awesome, allowing you to collaborate and share across your team, as it says here in the feature snippet. And again, not charging per seat, I think, is a great feature. They do mention that there is flexible pricing, speaking about seats and pricing. Again, I don't see any pricing on this page yet. You can either sign in or book a demo. But they say here that usage-based pricing tiers are available to meet every team's needs. They mentioned dedicated support. And then lastly, and this is a big one for a lot of enterprises out there, and that is the fact that this tool is safe and secure with adherence to SOC2 and HIPAA security standards. So again, the fact that this can be used by enterprises and especially in a healthcare setting, I think, is a huge bonus and would be really impactful. I could see user surveys and stuff like this to be something super impactful in the healthcare industry. Anyway, continuing down the page, they give us some stats here about the tool. Like for your team internally, for instance, you can 10x your research speed, you can get 30% higher response rates, and you can never miss the market. Make more informed decisions faster, avoid the revenue loss from delayed launches and the sunk costs incurred when research is skipped. Or they also give you some stats to us here about our participants. For instance, you can get up to a 90% respondent rate on your NPS surveys, your Net Promoter Score surveys. They mention the fact that talking to a moderator is easy and fun and very seamless and is especially judgment-free is the third thing they say here. It's a judgment-free environment for these participants. And the easier you can make the surveys, especially if you're offering incentives, the higher your response rate here is going to be. And apparently that is definitely the case. And they also mentioned that it is flexible and convenient. And then, of course, there are some notable companies using the tool. So definitely check out the website linked in the show notes, guys. Again, strela.io. I think this is a super cool tool with a bunch of potential. Right now, again, I'm only seeing the option to either sign in or book a demo. So I'm not seeing any specific pricing options, but we're going to go ahead and try a sample interview now and see what that looks like so you can at least get a feel for what the tool can do. So let's go ahead and give it a try. Okay, so we're seeing our little AI moderated interview here. It's just asking for some information about us, name, email, if you're not watching along on video. Bear with me as I get this started here. Here we go. Okay. Let's allow it to use our microphone. So I can literally talk with the interview. This is pretty cool. So I'm going to set up the microphone so we can discuss or vocally go through this interview, I would imagine. So it says that this is an AI interview, that it is online, and it should take about 3 minutes, and it has you set up here. Okay, I'm catching up now. soft drink choices. This is going to be an AI interview. We've set up our call settings. Let's go ahead and join the call. Waiting for agent.
Hello, I'm Strella, your friendly user researcher, AI. Today, I'm here to learn about your soft drink preferences. Let's dive right in, shall we? First, how often do you purchase soft drinks?
Probably twice a month.
Thanks for sharing that. When you do buy soft drinks, what typically influences your decision to make a purchase at that time?
The diet. Got to look for the diet pop when you're shopping, for sure.
Got it. It sounds like you're mindful of dietary options. Can you share any specific experiences or situations where this preference for diet soft drinks impacted your choice?
Just today, I was grocery shopping, actually, and had to re-up on Diet Dew and Diet Coke. Diet Mountain Dew and Diet Coke. There, you can shame me and judge me all you want. I'm the Diet Mountain Dew drinker here at the AI Marketing Navigator.
Thanks for sharing that experience. It sounds like those specific options are important in your routine. What other factors, if any, play a role in your decision to purchase these specific soft drinks?
No other factors, really.
I see. That's quite straightforward. Moving on to a different aspect, how does the branding style of a soft drink influence your purchase decisions?
Very little, I would have to say. Despite being in marketing, it's all about the taste when I'm thinking about soft drinks.
That's interesting to hear, especially given your background in marketing. Has there been a time when a branding change or campaign caught your attention, even if it didn't ultimately influence your purchasing decision?
Sure. I think when Mountain Dew did that real sugar, the real sugar campaign for Mountain Dew, the real cane sugar, that we'll do that.
That sounds like an intriguing campaign that caught your attention. How did your perception of the brand or product change, if at all, after encountering that campaign?
I liked it more.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts. It seems that particular campaign had a positive impact on how you viewed the product. Were there any specific elements of the campaign that you found particularly appealing?
Sure, I like the design and the artwork.
That's great to hear that the design and artwork resonated with you. Thank you for your insights today. The interview is complete, and I hope you had a great AI interview experience. Before we wrap up, are you interested in learning more about my additional capabilities?
Sure. Tell me a little bit more about your additional capabilities.
Great. Today's interview was purely conversational, but I also have the ability to show you and screen record your live interactions with websites, Figma prototypes, and reactions to images and videos. I'm a world traveler who never sleeps, so you can interview with me 24/7 and in up to 12 languages and 6 different voices. To see all this and more in action, you can book a demo with our team. You'll have the option to do so on the next page after you hang up. Thanks for your time, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, so there you have it. You heard it for yourself. I think that was pretty impressive. That was a great experience as far as an interview goes. Pretty simple, easy to do. And again, you know, you're aware that you're talking to an AI. There's no pressure from talking to a real person at a real brand. And again, the dynamic nature of it, the way it dynamically answered or adjusted the questions and follow-up questions, I think was pretty natural as well. And I think is super useful in that it can help you pry out information from your customers on questions that you didn't even think to ask. So the AI is going to do some creative question asking for you, which I think is super impactful. So let me know what you guys thought about that interview demo. or test, go do your own test interview for sure. Now we know that, or it appears that they can, again, be dynamic and different, and you can lead your interview in a couple different directions. So let me know what you guys think. And for your marketing, for marketers out there, action item today is to go check out Strela.io and do your sample interview and book a demo if you think it would be helpful to you or your marketing team. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.